Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Chrissy Gonzalez. And we're talking about St. Croix and comparing that to others. I recall that mechanical, which we mentioned briefly a while back, the mechanical problem you had in your bicycle, you know, what did that entail, and how close did that mean you're terminating or not finishing that particular race?
Well, you know, on that particular race, I came out of T1, and I got on my bike and my chain fell off the derailleur, so I had to stop and put the chain back. And then as soon as I started racing, my derailleur stopped shifting, the front gear. So I did the whole race on the small ring, which doesn't give me much momentum going downhill or on flats.
Okay.
So it felt like, so people understand, it feels like a hamster running on that wheel, freewheeling most of the time.
Right.
So I really didn't have, so my legs were really shot, and I, you know, I got off the bike and I did the run, and it was a very tough day. I had great expectations because I thought, you know, God, the times don't look like, but it's because St. Croix takes 45 minutes longer than any other half in the world because it's that difficult. And of course, you know, I had such a poor performance that I wanted to go back. And so I went back four times to St. Croix only because it's very challenging. It's close to Puerto Rico, and a lot of Puerto Ricans would go there, and it was a great time to see, you know, the friends from Puerto Rico. But since San Juan has opened, we have our own Ironman, so now I'd rather come to San Juan, and they're very close. So it's kind of hard to come to San Juan at the end of March and then do St. Croix basically 5 to 6 weeks later.
Right.
At my age, I need to pick and choose. I just don't like to beat my body up racing so close. I have my schedule. My yearly schedule is wonderful. I love to do La Vuelta at the end of January. I think it's a great cycling event. It's a world-class event.
And that's it for those, again, the listeners. That's a bicycle, pure bicycle event
that's
around,
an
around the island, right?
Endurance bicycle ride. It's not a race. It's a ride. And we visit all 9 lighthouses. And it's green lights, which means police escort where you don't stop at any intersection. Fully supported. The nutrition, everything. It's just, it's a wonderful experience. And only 600 people do it. So I do that, and then I come and I do San Juan in March, the half, which I love. And then I pick.
So we think these two events are gonna maintain. They've been popular.
People
love them. And
we have one of the best set. I mean, so that people understand, you know, this is I'm quoting one of the officials from Ironman company. It's owned by a company, WTC. Well, the owners of Ironman, when they first came here for 2011 Ironman in San Juan, they said that it was the most scenic running course in the world.
Wow. Yeah.
Here in San Juan. So the fact that I wanted to do that run, even when I flatted, I was not the only one that thinks that was one of the most gorgeous runs in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it is. Of all the Ironmans, and there are Ironmans all over the world, and they said this is the most scenic running course in the world, and that's Puerto Rico for you. So you know.
So you don't think you're going to be continuing? So you've got to substitute Puerto Rico for St. Croix.
Exactly. That was literally what has happened. Is that I come to San Juan rather than St. Croix. I love it here. You know.
That course is not very hilly in any, either the run
the
or
bike, the bike course here is windy, but not hilly.
Not hilly.
The
so.
Run course is as challenging as St. Croix. The run course is very hilly, very, very hilly. But it's amazing how the people from Puerto Rico come out and they just, you know, they're lined along the streets and they cheer you. It is just a wonderful race. It's 2 loops. You go from El Escambrón to Old San Juan back twice. And it's amazing. It's just what the public does, and the support is really good. But I want to go back a little bit, and so people understand that I was a tennis player, and I think everybody knows that. And back then, when I was a tennis player and I was about to retire, I always wanted to, in my lifetime, to do well in 2 different sports before I passed. on.
Okay.
And so I never thought that Ironman would be that second sport. But when I was approaching my 50th birthday, and I keep emphasizing my age because, you know, it's never too late to get in shape and do this wonderful sport. I was amazed of how people could do a full Ironman. You know, how can you ride 112 miles and do a full marathon? So I was so shocked by the distance that I thought, you know, for my 50th birthday, that's how I want to celebrate my 50th birthday. And I bought a bike in 2004, entered my first Ironman in 2007, and I did my first Ironman in 2007. That was not too long ago. So the last 5 years, I've been doing Ironmans. I've been very healthy. I don't even get a cold. I wake up happy every morning, and you know, it's a wonderful lifestyle. Like I said, it's just it's the way I live my life is mm-hmm. running, biking, and swimming, and I know wonderful people. I travel with my husband, and I think it's a great sport for everybody. And you don't have to do the long distance. You can do the short distance, but you still benefit from the cross training.
Right. Well, you convinced me, and you did. It was
cross training right now.
I am cross training. You told me how important it was, and I started doing that. And because I remember I used to run, you know, and I played racquetball, tennis, and they were all beating my knees to hell. And then you said, you know, well, I mean, it was after that, but mm-hmm. you said, no, you had this cross training. It's fantastic because, mm-hmm. you know, your body, you use all your body and you rest certain parts of your body. But besides the great thing it does physically, I also, you know, find that, of course, you're not as bored because you're not doing the same sport every day. But it also gives you a tremendous amount of flexibility. If you're traveling and there's a swimming pool where you can go swimming, there's a swimming pool where you can do running, and you have just a lot more flexibility to do some exercise. If you're with only one sport and you happen to be traveling, and that, you know, they don't, and if it's, let's say, swimming, and you don't have a swimming pool around, you're without the exercise that day.
I tell people is that if, you know, and I love running. I mean, I love all three. People say, where do you excel the most? And, you know, I can't really pinpoint which one I excel because I love them all. For me, running is the best thing to do. It's just the easiest, and where you can do any time, anywhere, in any kind of weather. But you're gonna get hurt if you only run every day. And that's the bottom line. If you are a runner and you only run, you're gonna have an injury, and you're gonna be sidelined, and you're gonna be depressed because you can't work out. And then it's horrible. It's emotionally devastating. So you can also, if you get hurt, if you're cross training, you're protecting yourself from just not running, then you're biking. But if you only bike, you know, if you're out there biking every day, 7 days a week, you're gonna get hit by a car because it's a dangerous sport. And then if you only swim, well, you know, the social aspect of swimming, you know, people, my swimmer friends, they say that that's not true, that they socialize. Yeah, they socialize 5 minutes after they finish and they run off to work. The way you protect your body during all three sports, and the way you can have choices on different days. If it's raining, you can go to the pool, and if it's beautiful, you can go out riding, and you can switch your sports around. But also, all three sports are interrelated with each other, where if the running, the biking, and the swimming helps you get stronger at all three sports. So they all are related, and they help you get stronger at every other discipline. So you're working at three, and you work in your whole body too.
Do you do weightlifting, gymnastics?
I do light weights twice a week. It's very simple. It's a very simple workout of half an hour. I have discovered in my age, gene process, that yoga is very good for me. So much more for the stretching and you know, because we use the hips a lot, and the hips get taxed between the bike and the running. You know, it's very tough on the hips, and the yoga helps me keep loose.
The swimming doesn't loosen it up enough, no?
No, it doesn't. And
so you're gonna convince me to do some yoga now.
actually I've discovered there's a part in yoga that it's I discovered this year. It's called yin, you know, just Y-I-N. And the difference between yin and just regular yoga is, in yin, you do the pose and you hold the pose between 3 to 5 minutes. And what they've discovered for people like us, that we're aging is that we go beyond the muscle. We target the ligaments and the joints by holding that pose, because the first 90 seconds, you want to get out of it, but yet the body starts releasing and it targets those ligaments and joints, and it's amazing the great feeling that you get. It's like getting a full massage. It just targets and loosens up everything. And you have to be loose, because if you're taxing your body exercising in anything that you do, even in golf, you're using your hips in golf, you're using your hips in tennis. Hips are like, your nemesis. If you don't have them happy, they're not going to make you happy. Mm-hmm. They're going to make you very unhappy.
We're going to take a break again. I'm with Chrissy Gonzalez, my sister, and we'll be right back after the break.